Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Talked about the energy situation affecting Europe, where they decided they were going to back Ukraine in the Ukraine and Russia conflict, and now Russia's saying, well, we'll just cut your gas supply down to one-fifth of what it was before. What you going to do now? Apparently, they're going to not allow their people in the country of Spain to use air conditioners in public places above 80 degrees.
And then you're going to freeze to death this winter.
Yeah, and they might.
Actually, it's Spain. They'll probably do all right. Germany, though?
It's going to be
Germany's going to freeze to death.
It's going to be bad, for sure. But
just burn money again, like they did during, you know, the...
What do you want to comment on that, or the bug-eating thing that they're trying to shove down people's throats all over the planet?
Literally.
You can do that. But first, we're going to go to the phones, and Sarah is on the line in New Mexico. Sarah, have you tried the crickets yet?
I'll pass. No, thank you. That doesn't... sounds too appetizing.
What do you usually buy with your welfare check? Do you usually get, like, steaks, or what's your thing?
I just like sushi at Lowe's.
Wow.
Hold on, $13 for a big thing.
Sushi from where?
How much for a whole roll, a whole log?
Well, there's a big plate only for, like, $13 here.
You can use your welfare check to pay for sushi at a restaurant?
No, I think it's a grocery store, right?
No, so at the Lowe's market.
Lowe's. I thought you said Lowe's. Lowe's doesn't sell food where I'm from.
Yeah, it's a hardware store.
Can I just tell you, I work retail, but I could never run the registers, even though I was really good at it.
Really?
Because I would have these crews come through my checkout, and they would have steaks, and they would have, you know, of course, they would get alcohol and cigarettes, too, but they couldn't use their, they would have to slide, they would have to pay cash for that.
Mm-hmm.
But they'd be eating really, really good, and a whole hell of a lot better than I did, and they would pull that EBT card out, and I would see that, and I would just grit my teeth, and I'd be like, these motherfuckers. They would eat good food.
Yeah.
And so I just couldn't work the register because of just that reason. And now you have, of course, Sarah. We know that she was going to be buying $13 rolls of sushi with her EBT card. How do you feel about that, Sarah, that are people like me who are eating at one time in our lives when I was just getting started eating ramen and water? Because I would refuse to sink to that level.
To get on welfare.
Well, think about it. Look, they're beating up on the scapegoating the welfare people.
Yeah, I am. I'm beating down on you right now.
No, Sarah, don't ask him to think about it. He's asking you to think about it.
Think about the $18 billion we forked over to Ukrainian war.
That's a problem. I agree. That's a problem.
That we forked over for...
But what about you? What are you doing to better society? What are you doing to better society? Are you not able to work?
She's calling talk radio.
Are you not able to go out and work?
Well, look, I want to bring up that we got the hearing aids for a lot cheaper. Okay, we need to celebrate that because we don't.
Did you finally buy the cheap hearing aid?
Well, look, those women that have to scream and yell and shout because of the husband can't hear.
I remember the story, Sarah. You know, you were complaining about the price of hearing aids or whatever. We pointed out that you could get them online for like 60 or 70 bucks or whatever. Did you finally go get the cheaper ones?
Well, look, we have a...
No, that's a simple yes or no question.
Can't you just answer a damn question?
No, it's kind of nice about that. This is a new thing.
So did you or did you not buy the hearing aids?
I have not. I might want to buy these hearing aids because it's supposed to be $1,000 cheaper now just because you don't have to go to a doctor to prescribe it. I'm talking about these things are used to be $1,500 a piece.
Okay,
now,
what are they called?
They don't have a... It's a new thing where You could just buy it. They don't have to
She doesn't know.
Well,
do
I don't know. There's no name for
it. How the hell do you know about it then? How can you say that this thing exists if you don't even know what it's called?
The thing is that this is a hearing aid that you don't need.
I understand. You don't need a prescription. You already said that twice.
Right.
How did you hear about this?
Probably on
talk
the
radio.
News.
I've heard these commercials before.
Okay.
So what the hell do you care, Sarah? Are you going to buy one?
I think she wants one for Richard, her roommate
we
boyfriend.
We told her about these things 4 months ago when she called.
Yeah, but she didn't trust the cheap ones.
But this is the cheap one.
No, this is not the cheap one. Okay, how can it be $1,000 cheaper when these bogus hearing aids were $100?
Sarah.
The iPhones are $1,000 and my phone is $100. This technology does exist. By the way, I've had my phone for 4 years now, $100.
Wow. You really got to get your money's worth.
By the way, the best phone I've ever had.
Sarah, so the thing is, with the hearing aids that we were talking to you before about, it was like $90 and they all had great reviews. And so, you know, you can trust usually what people are saying. If there's thousands of reviews on an independent website, there's usually a good chance it does what it says it's going to do. But you're the kind of person who, because you're so taken care of, you don't have to worry about shopping around. So you just want to go out and spend big money because you never earned a dime of it.
Well, I don't know about all of this, I don't know about what you think about my life, what you know about me. But
I know you're on welfare.
Sarah, you call every night. We know everything about you.
I know enough about you.
If I was working, how could I bother you every night? Let's think about that. I'm one of the highest rated callers.
Because you stand against everything that we believe in.
She's one of the highest rated callers. Do they have a caller rating service out there? Is Nielsen now rating callers? I didn't know that.
I think she's referring to our remarks about her having a fan club.
Oh.
Sarah, you don't
have a fan club.
No, you don't understand because you're not on the internet. You don't want these people to be your fans.
These are trolls.
They
like laughing at you.
Good luck, Sarah, finding the equipment that you heard about on the radio but don't remember the name because you don't have the internet, so you can't even go look to try to learn what this thing is called. Why are you even calling about this thing?
You know where she learned about this? From Free Talk Live 4 months ago when she first called us about this issue.
She's talking about some expensive thing that's now $1,000 cheaper.
Yeah, the hearing aids that we told her about.
Hold on. The hearing aids is not the cheap one that you guys are talking about because they're saying.
Well, you know that much, but you don't know for sure what it is.
Cheap means not expensive, as in they cost less money. So the hearing aids that you're promoting now.
Okay, you don't need to go to a specialist. If they have to prescribe that you need a hearing aid from a doctor, hearing aid doctor or a dispenser, it gets to be $1,400 a piece. Now they're going to skip that part of it. Now it's going to be reduced to $100. And I'm thinking, what's the difference?
Are you suggesting it's a good idea that someone can just go online and not have to go to a doctor and can just cure their own ailments?
Well, I mean, it's the same thing with the birth control pill. Remember, they have now you could get birth control. You don't have to go to a doctor. To you. That was the only way that you would get it. And it would make the birth control very difficult. It's the same idea. It just makes it a lot more accessible when you don't have that. I guess the cost goes in, the Medicaid bill goes to the specialist because they have special training. It has to be prescribed by them to get these hearing aids. And so that's what makes the prices higher.
Yes,
that's
it is true. If there is a middleman involved in any business transaction, the prices are going to be higher.
Yep, and if you're using Medicaid,
it's going to go up even more.
Yep. If they'll even accept it.
Thank you, Sarah.
They're worried about not getting their money. The argument that I've heard with these cheaper hearing aids is that versus the $1,000 a pop and you have to go to a specialist is all about the tuning. Everyone has a different problem with their hearing, and so the specialist is going to go in there and is going to tune them properly, whereas these $100 variants...
They're just going to amplify the sound.
Just going to amplify sound, and or you have to tune them yourself, and someone like Sarah probably couldn't do it to properly tune them to specifications that would prevent you from just basically blowing your eardrums out even further. But of course, as you just mentioned, Ian, the middleman is always going to defend his job.
Yeah.
Oh, motorways going to defend his check, his
Thank
money.
Thank you, Sarah, for the call tonight. I do appreciate it. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We get into counties seceding.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The phones are open here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. With you tonight in the studio, it's Ian.
How are you?
And Conan.
just talking with Sarah there about hearing aids. Stephen Beal in our YouTube chat says, I think it's the fit that is different between cheap and the better hearing aids. That's probably a factor. They're probably going to custom make you something at, or get you something more, you know, better for your ear canal.
Yeah, but I mean, the earbuds that I use, and by the way, I think I'm off on like my fifth or sixth copy. Because I just get, I found that I hear an earbud that I really, really like. I keep buying the same one over and over. When I break the last one. Well, no, what usually happens is I get the cable caught on something and I rip it right out of my MP3 player or something.
That was happening to me for a long time, so I moved to the Bluetooth ones, and that has helped.
But every single one of them comes with three different size applications.
Right. So you can pull one will fit.
So, yeah, it will fit. I don't think fit's a problem.
I think your example about tuning makes the most sense, though, because I have a sleep apnea device, a CPAP, and they have a lot of settings and stuff like that. You can get one that fits your face perfectly and all of that, but if you want to actually tweak it correctly so that the numbers actually work and do what you want it to do, you have to do a lot of diving into exactly what all of those numbers do and how to tweak them, and you have to know how you sleep and how you need to be helped to sleep in order to make sense of it.
And a hearing specialist is going to know exactly how to tune one of these devices to meet your specifications. Not everyone has the same hearing deficiency. I'm thinking some of these cheaper units, they're going to walk you step by step on how to tune it correctly. There might even be some kind of app that you have to put on your phone, and can you hear this tone? All right, try again. Can you hear this tone?
Yeah, that's actually right, Conan. I was looking at an AARP article a few minutes ago about hearing aid technology, and it was published this year talking about smartphone apps are now involved in setting things up.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you know your way around the tech, I'm thinking the cheap variant is the way to go, but I'm thinking some of you out there probably need to just go to the specialist, and so you don't hurt yourself even further. Trying to work on yourself can sometimes blow up.
Well, the specialist is just going to say, can you hear this tone and can you hear that tone?
Some people can't even do that themselves, Aria. They need someone to walk, someone with a uniform and a badge through the process.
I understand that, but I'm saying is it sounds like these specialists can be replaced with an app that does the same thing.
Good chance of it.
Like, hey, can you hear this?
Like myself working out of his garage who's unlicensed, but, I don't know, has clientele that trust him because he's been doing it for years, who will do it for a fraction of the cost. Because I'm not jumping through all the fiery hoops that is part of the problem. Going back to housing, it's also licensures and every other profession that is the problem. There's a reason why these specialists are trying to convince Sarah that the $1,000 unit is the way to go.
So apparently the news is, and kudos to Jen M. in the YouTube for, we're actually getting useful comments today,
right?
Which is unusual, that she says apparently it's in the news, and it is. The FDA, as of 4 hours ago, according to the New York Times, has cleared a path for over-the-counter hearing aids.
Well, it's about time.
There you go. Some good news.
You know, I think Pelosi was actually in the deal with one of these hearing aid companies.
Wouldn't surprise me.
And I think it fell through, which is why these cheaper models are able to, you know, have come out the way that they have in the last year or two.
Why were they not always over-the-counter is the question we should be asking.
Doctors don't want to give up their oligopoly. They got control over something. They don't want to just let any old guy go out and buy a thing for themselves.
Yeah.
They want to be able to write a script.
That's why I buy myself overseas.
All right, so Aria, let's get into
crypto, by the way.
California. Apparently, there's news about one of the counties wants out.
Yeah, California counties fighting to secede from the state. The article headline is a bit misleading. They're not fighting to secede. They're floating the idea of secession. Come November, San Bernardino County residents will vote to elect school board members, water officials, and state representatives, and whether they want the county to look at breaking away from California.
Ooh.
The expensive county east of Los Angeles.
It's on the ballot?
Apparently.
This is a richer neighborhood, right?
Well, it's not. It's whether or not they want their county to look into it.
Right.
It's not.
It's an early step.
Yeah.
But still, nice that it's on the ballot.
The expensive county east of Los Angeles, home to 2 million people and some of the state's beloved Joshua trees, I don't know what the hell relevance that has, isn't getting the resources it needs to support its residents, county officials argue. So the state of California just isn't big enough.
Sounds like
them.
It's a donor state. It sounds like they're paying out a bunch into the state.
Could be.
And not getting enough back.
This week, the Board of Supervisors moved to add a measure on the November ballot asking residents if they want the county to, quote, study all options to obtain its fair share of state and federal resources up to and including secession.
Ooh.
People pay high taxes, and they do not believe their taxes are coming back to their neighborhoods to address the issues they care about, said Supervisor Janice Rutherford. And there is nothing crazy about being angry about those things. Well, just stop paying taxes and let people keep their money, and then none of this will be an issue. With this ballot measure, San Bernardino County joins a long tradition in California politics in which local grievances and discontent turn to talk of leaving the state entirely. Such sentiments are often associated with the other end of the state. Far Northern California has for decades been home to a thriving breakaway movement.
Right, we've heard about that. There's the Calexit. Jefferson concept, which is part of Oregon and California, I believe, that want to
off and make a new state.
Like a 51st
right?
state, yeah.
Yeah.
In this case, I'm guessing they are proposing to join either Nevada or Arizona. It looks like San Bernardino County is a massive county. I just looked it up here on Google Maps, and it is humongous. There's only 27 counties in California, and this one's got to be one of the biggest ones because it takes up basically just east of Los Angeles all the way over to the other to the border of the state. It's huge.
They're certainly not looking into forming. Maybe they are. I mean, that sounds like it's bigger than a lot of New England states. So
it absolutely is.
Maybe they could just form their own state. Proposals like this have a long history in California, going back to the state of Jefferson idea, as you mentioned, in the 1940s and the 1859 attempt to request congressional approval to divide the state in two, said the executive director of Berkeley Law's California Constitution Center. And they should, I think, it probably would be for the best to break California in two, because when you look at it on a map and you appreciate the scale of it, it's just absolutely massive.
There have been proposals to cut it into three,
at least three, yeah.
Leaving California and forming a new state, which evidently is what they're talking about, would require approval from the state legislature and Congress, which is virtually impossible, warn some experts. Yeah, you're never going to get the state of California to approve you to leave.
Not if you're a big-ass donor. Like they said, it's a very wealthy area of California, so they're paying in big time.
Yep.
And then you got to get the federal Congress to be on board with this, and it seems like you should be able to. You would be.
Why
able
does the feds have to be involved?
They
in
have
this?
To authorize you to become a new state.
Oh, that's not what they're proposing, though, is it?
They want to become a new state.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, I missed that detail.
And you know that requires.
Yeah, that would require.
But I mean, what if they don't want to become a state? What if they just want to be an independent nation?
Well, then that's a whole other story.
But that's just seceding from California, not seceding from the United States.
I don't think that's what they're proposing here, though.
It's not, but that would be more fun. I would rather they do that.
That would be more fun.
Like, in theory, they should be able to avoid going to the feds by seceding from California and then having Arizona just annex them.
I think they could probably do that, but I don't know how that would work from a representation. They may have to have federal approval for that as well. I don't know.
Hmm. There's more coming up here. The number 603-283-6160 if you want to wait. In on kind of secession from California, but still staying within the United States.
Secession light.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden signs a $739 billion tax and spending bill into law Tuesday at the White House. The president saying this is one of the most important pieces of legislation in American history.
With this law, the American people won and the special interests lost.
States that rely on the Colorado River are bracing for water cutbacks. Arizona will lose just over 20% of its annual allotment due to water levels dropping on Lake Mead. Nevada and Mexico will also face cutbacks starting in January. Amazon says the FTC is harassing Executive Chairman Jeff Bezos and their CEO. The e-commerce giant claiming the harassment is due to the FTC's request that they testify in a probe involving Amazon Prime. This is USA Radio News. The Biden administration is signing off on exports that have some Republicans on Capitol Hill scratching their heads.
With China as a top national security threat, President Biden's Commerce Department surprisingly approved almost all requests to export to the communist nation. It includes semiconductors, aerospace components, and artificial intelligence technology. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Another record has been set on the southern border. Federal agents have arrested more than 1.8 million illegal immigrants so far this fiscal year. That beats last year's total, and there are still 2 months left of reporting. With the continued flow from Central America, it's likely the Border Patrol will top 2 million arrests this year. That's never happened before. The latest numbers show about 7 out of 10 of those caught are single male adults looking for work. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Join us. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, Ian.
All right, yeah.
And Conan.
Talking about secession, not the typical kind of secession that we normally discuss. Normally we talk about leaving the United States and becoming an independent nation, which is, of course, what we want to see happen here in New Hampshire. We want to see it happen wherever it is people wanted it, whether it's Texas, California, you know, you name it. In the case of California, though, things get interesting because there's multiple secession movements within the state of California. So there's the group called Yes California that wants California to leave the United States and be its own independent socialist country, which I think they should do.
Sure.
But then there's other
people. That's a terrible idea, but let them learn that mistake.
And then there's other people in Northern California that want to secede from California and join basically part of Southern Oregon in forming a 51st state called the state of Jefferson. There's also another group that wants to separate California into three separate states, all still within the United States. And now we're just hearing tonight, Aria, of apparently San Bernardino County. And by the way, I got the statistic wrong. I said there was only 27 counties in California. That was in 1850. So they've actually added counties to California since then. There's actually 58 counties now in California. San Bernardino County, according to the SF Gate article about the secession movement, is the largest county in the United States. This thing is massive. So not only is it not not just the largest in California, it is the largest county in the entire United States. So, yeah, they could totally secede and be a larger state than a bunch of at least New England states. Not quite Maine, but they're certainly larger than the rest of New England states.
It's insane to think about a county that is bigger than the entire state of New Hampshire.
Yeah, it definitely is. But as far as land math, definitely. So that's what we're talking about right now. And apparently, this was voted by the town city council or whatever to go on to the ballot, not to declare independence from California, but to start beginning to look into considering. Right?
Let's have a conversation.
Yeah, that's what they're talking about.
Well,
right?
And what they want to do requires the approval of California and the United States federal government. And
because they want to become a state.
Yes.
Okay.
And all of that's very, very unlikely.
Well, I think they should do this.
Sure.
And then what they ought to do, if California doesn't want to let them go, they should just withhold taxes. As, you know, the whole county. Like, well, if you don't want to let us go,
we're
just not going to play anymore. See you later. But you know what? If they could say they want to join the United States at the same time New Hampshire votes to leave, then they don't have to replace. They don't have to remove a star from the flag.
Perfect.
I think that's a
solution.
Yeah.
But despite these difficulties, officials and secession supporters have vowed to forge ahead with the measure, characterizing it as an opportunity for the county to, quote, stand up to the state.
They should.
Absolutely.
And they're always going to be the negative Nancys. There's always people saying, well, you can't do that.
They'll just invade.
It'll never happen.
Just invade.
That's what people say, dude.
They do that.
I hear more, my pension.
You you're talking about the people living
who don't want to leave the federal government because they're worried about their daggone pension.
I heard way more arguments of, no, the United States will just invade than I did.
That's
people
the top
about
two,
their,
though. That's honestly the top two.
But between the two, I heard the threat of invasion significantly more, which is like the most horrifying thing you could ever think of. Oh, you have to stay in this abusive relationship because if you don't, your spouse will break into your house and beat you and drag you back to them.
Well, that is a concern, actually.
That's all the more reason to leave.
That's why you leave.
Though. You can't just stay in that relationship.
You know he's going to keep beating you.
Yeah, but all right, so are these, unlike New Hampshire, are these Californians we are discussing, are they prepared to defend themselves? Do they even carry guns? We're talking about a bunch of richers here. Do they actually carry?
I don't care if people think we can secede or not. That was never the point of this, said Jeff Burham, the local real estate developer who proposed the idea back in the summer. It's time for us to stand up and get our fair share. Whatever that means. Well, they do have the support of the county sheriff and the district attorney. They voiced support for the measure and told the supervisors in a meeting this week that the state isn't pulling its weight and has failed its responsibility to invest in the prisons. Close the prisons, man. What are these people doing? You want to secede from California? You don't want to close its prisons while you're at it? Anyway, it's failed to properly fund its prisons, invest in the prisons, state hospitals, and courthouses.
What about schools?
Well, they didn't mention
schools. I'm sorry. They said prisons. Gotcha.
Just to clarify, they are wanting to leave the state of California because they're paying all this tax money into the state, but their government buildings aren't getting enough back.
That seems to be the case, yes.
Well, that's how it works, though, Ian.
But that's stupid.
These sound like a bunch of richers who are tired of their money going to poor neighborhoods.
That's what it is.
That's exactly what it is.
But it's also, that's the reason why the government's behind this, right? So, like, it's weird to see a city council voting to put secession on the ballot.
Yeah, but it's more money for them.
But that's why they're doing it. They see, well, we could be spending this money locally and making our government services, like the prison, better. You know, more buildings, more bureaucrats. This is all about bigger government, of course. But that's what you'd expect from California.
Yeah, and I don't think it will lead to secession or anything like that. The state of California will be like, all right, we'll give you 10% more each year or whatever. And then, you know, this whole thing will blow over for a few years and they'll forget about it. San Bernardino County is larger than 9 states and has an $8.4 billion budget, a speaker pointed out at a board of supervisors. Yeah. But the county ranks 36th out of 56 counties per capita revenue received from the state and federal governments, according to data analysis. So despite being larger than 9 states and having an $8.5 billion budget, they're not even one of the top states, one of the top counties in California.
As far as
receiving money goes. The region is entitled to more resources to accommodate its growing population, said the mayor of Fontana. We need our state legislators to look at the return they're supposed to deliver to the people they serve. We are one of the fastest growing regions, and it's time to pay attention to that. And then they have a nice little picture of the desert here, because as we were talking about...
It looks like a lot of desert.
It is a lot of desert. And this picture here is just empty, barren desert.
By the way, there's 2.1 million people living in San Bernardino County. That's a lot of people.
Oh, you said it's bigger than New Hampshire.
We only have
1.3.
But it is a lot of desert looking. So
this move has obviously drawn criticism from state lawmakers who deemed it as a waste of taxpayer dollars and say they have brought...
To put some on a ballot? Costs nothing.
Well,
unless it's a special ballot.
No, it's kind of...
If it's the regular ballot, it's just another line.
Yeah, just another line on the ballot.
I don't know. They had to have some number of meetings about this and consulting attorneys and...
Who said it was said it was a waste of taxpayer money?
Who do you think, man? The lawmakers in California, the state legislature.
Okay, of course.
Of course,
screw them.
They deemed it a waste of taxpayer... The ones who are wasting more taxpayer dollars than anyone else.
Right, you know what? Even if it's just richers who want to keep the money in their community... and they want to build more government buildings with it. I'm still okay with this.
Yeah, they should succeed. Yeah. I totally agree with, you know, the more decentralization, the better.
Competition's a good thing. I think this state, the state of St. Bernardino or whatever, should be able to compete with the state of California, Nevada, and the state of Cheshire County or wherever. If someone wants to secede and form their own government and compete with the other governments to see which one actually comes out ahead, I'm all for it.
Of course, that's a big population, 2 million people to think about. I'm thinking, you can split that.
In multiple states?
Yeah.
Public resources, including staff time. They mentioned how it's a waste of money. Public resources, including staff time, being paid for with taxpayer dollars are being used to not only draft this item, but to put it on the ballot in November, legislators wrote in a letter, adding that such an effort is unlikely to succeed. Political experts obviously echo that assessment.
Wait, they're saying that what was unlikely to succeed?
The ballot measure. They
don't think people support this. That's going to be very, very interesting. When was the last time secession was on a ballot?
Right. Is the question, can we get it on the ballot? Or
it's on the ballot. They voted.
It's going to be on the ballot.
So someone doesn't think it's going to get supported by the people.
Right. The state legislature.
Oh, of course. Right.
Yeah, once again, screw them.
All right, we're going to continue here. If you want to weigh in, this is going to be very interesting because, again, when was the last time? We wanted to do it this year in New Hampshire, but the state legislature shot it down. But in this case, they don't need to ask the state legislature's permission. This is a county that's going to put it on their ballot.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came in the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Way is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Way is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open in these remaining moments. Enough time for you. Dial in now at 603-283-6160. Coming up next year in the summertime, you can join Free Talk Live. Actually, I guess it's technically going to be at the end of spring. Anyway, it'll be in June. 15th through the 18th for ForkFest, the 7th annual ForkFest. It's going up back to where it all began, which is the weekend before the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So it's no longer a week-long event. I think a lot of people involved in ForkFest believe that the Porcupine Freedom Festival has become what it was supposed to be. It's one of the reasons why ForkFest was formed, because a lot of people felt that the Porcupine Freedom Festival several years ago was going off in a direction that was undesirable, and they've changed direction since then, and they've made the event way better, and they've decentralized, and it's really awesome, and the proof's in the pudding. It's now a sold-out event the last 2 weeks, or two years in a row. So if you want to go to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, it will be coming up after ForkFest in 2023, and it will likely sell out again. So if you want to attend that one, you want to grab your tickets for that as soon as possible. And if you want to go to ForkFest, you can join us there June 15th through the 18th. The website for ForkFest, it's unofficial because everything's unofficial with ForkFest. There's no tickets for ForkFest. You just go to ForkFest.party and you can connect with other attendees there. They got a ForkFest Telegram, Matrix chat rooms, as well as the ForkFest forum. You'll find all of that at ForkFest.party and mark your calendar June 15th through the 18th. Better than that, go ahead and reserve your RV site, your camping site, or your motel room at Rogers Campground.
Only 4 days?
Yeah, we're cutting it back. Cutting it back this year. I mean, you can go for a whole week if you want to, Conan. There's no.
When you say only 4 days, but I mean, when you combine that with the Porcupine Freedom Festival right there, you're talking about 11 days.
Yeah, you're talking about an 11-day event. So it was just 2 weeks for too much for people.
2 days is too much for me.
Yeah. So it's cutting, we're cutting it back. Go to ForkFest.party and learn more about it. We're going to Major Payne. He's on the line in Michigan. Go ahead, Major.
All right, guys, you gave me a halfway good segue, bragging on not enough government buildings and schools and such being built. Well, y'all know that the rats are leaving the burning ship. The people that got money are leaving the big cities because of overtaxation and whatnot. Drugs and, you know, lack of lawlessness and just craziness that we're all bequeathed with here. But in Minneapolis, evidently, there's been so many rats leaving the sinking ship that the children population has been reduced significantly. Therefore, they're going to be laying off teachers. Ooh. Well, the city council decided they was going to pass a resolution that says white teachers, whether they have standing, seniority, whatever, they're the first to go. Yeah, that's what I said.
It sounds kind of racist, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. Sounds very political, very woke, very racist.
It's amazing how white the pancake is on one side till you flip it over, right?
Thank you, Major. Anything else you want to share?
Well, I was going to break down the word patriot for you.
Go ahead.
Going back to old Latin. All right, my first name is Patrick. If you take that back to old Gaelic, it's Padraig, which means of noble birth or of royal blood. Now, if you think about the old times, the rich people were the only ones that could afford armaments, you know, swords, armor, and such.
Sure.
And you take the second syllable, riot. Well, I don't think this notion of that has changed. So my name is Major Payne Pat Riot. Peace out, boys.
So patriot is like noble riot?
Maybe.
That's interesting.
The number here is 603-283-6160. Let's get back into the secession story. So, Aria, you were saying that people at the state government are claiming that, there's no way this is going to pass.
They're saying, you know, pretty much what you would expect the state government to say. Right.
Right.
We don't like this. This is terrible, and we can't allow this to happen. And it's a taxpayer waste of money.
And what is it really? It's lost revenue for
it's
them.
It's a threat to their power. Yeah.
Yeah.
What does your article talk about the poll that was done that was funded by a local real estate developer?
If they did,
probably the guy who started this.
Was it the guy who started this?
Well, I know it was a real estate guy. He started this whole conversation.
Well, apparently he funded a poll. And he says that the poll results show majority support the action.
Really?
Yeah.
That's encouraging.
Yeah, so this is definitely going to be something to watch. Apparently the California ballot, or the California election, is November 8th. So it actually comes a few days after here in New Hampshire.
Really?
Yeah, I think New Hampshire's is, I think it's like November 2nd or something like that.
I thought everyone voted at the same time during the general election.
State by state.
Yeah, maybe I'm wrong about it. I mean, I could be.
When I think of, like, the, you know, most elections, everyone votes on the same day.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe I just got my info wrong. Maybe New Hampshire's is a little later than I thought. So what,
regardless,
there
isn't really a whole lot more to this article. It gets into a little bit more, but nothing that's, like, worth discussing. Political experts, of course, echo that assessment, arguing that talk of secession comes up often in California politics. I mean, there's CalExit and stuff for that.
Mm-hmm.
They point out there's no real path for this. California's legislature would need to ask Congress for permission to make San Bernardino a new state, and the new state of San Bernardino needs a federal constitutional amendment to lead the union, and none of that is happening. This is all the more
reason. Why would they need to amend the Constitution for that?
I don't know. It's just some crazy idea they've come up with. But this is all the more evidence that some people need it, that you should never enter into a union with other governments to create a larger federal government. It never ends well. And then if you want to leave, they're like, oh, no, you have to have this approval and that approval, and then you have to have this new thing that's not even conceived of yet, and you have to get the approval of that. It's just a giant
cluster.
Yeah, to keep people from being able to leave. That's the only good thing I can say about the European Union, is that they did include in there the possibility that someone would want to leave at some point, where the United States government didn't even think to include that.
Yeah, in the case of what they're talking about doing out in San Bernardino County, they are talking about continuing in the United States. So that's why it's extra complicated. From what we understand here in New Hampshire, or with any movement to secede from the United States, it is true that they don't have anything in the Constitution about what, if any, process there is to leave. And so, therefore, there is no process to leave beyond just saying, we're out.
That's what you would expect, right? That's it.
You don't have to ask for permission to leave this club. And why would the people who just risked everything to leave the under the king's rule, to get out from under his thumb, why would they want to join an organization they wouldn't be able to leave? They didn't even think it needed to be addressed. It was so self-evident that you could just say goodbye.
This is just like the argument for the Second Amendment. To have to actually define and lay it out exactly the way that they meant, the way that they thought about it 200 years ago, it wasn't something that they were even thinking about would ever be questioned.
Well, absolutely not. Everyone needed a gun back then.
Everyone carried a gun. So the idea of not having a rifle.
You might go outside in your backyard to feed your chickens and there'd be a freaking bear there.
Well, that's why it was. That's why the Second Amendment is not, and it has never been about hunting. Because it was.
It's never been about guns, period. It was so obvious that a person could not be disarmed that they felt no need to say it.
Yeah, and this is my recommendation to the next framers/founders. Mm-hmm. Please have an exit clause in your Constitution. Mm-hmm. Just have it. I know people are going to be just fighting this civil war or this revolution that's coming up next, and everyone in their right frame of mind is going to know that they're not going to get into an abusive relationship, and they're going to know that if it gets that bad, they're just going to leave. But because people get so stupid in the empire that's 250 years old, 250 years later, please include an exit clause.
I would say
for
that's
the stupid
enough.
People.
Mate, you got to go even further. Don't underestimate the extent to which a tyrannical government can grow. You know, they underestimate it. Oh, well, of course we don't need to include an exit clause. Of course we don't need to include a right to have guns. What would the next government think is just an obvious thing that doesn't need to be included, right?
There's no way to tell because...
Just don't have the government.
Well, that'd be nice.
That would be nice, but there's too many stupid people. I know we talk about libertarian utopia and all the time and... Anarchy, anarchist
no
utopia. It will never
no
work because it's too
libertarian
there,
utopia.
There are too many stupid people.
Well, there is, but I mean, where is?
No, there isn't. You cannot have utopia.
Maybe not utopia. Utopia is not the right word.
Well, and freedom is messy. So, but people don't want to deal with the mess. They don't want it. They're going to give up their security. Freedoms for security
but the
every single time.
Security's an illusion anyway. It's already a mess out there right now.
But the stupid people don't see that.
The powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. That's your exit clause. It says clearly, if we don't regulate it, if it's not mentioned in the Constitution specifically, and leaving the Union is not mentioned, joining is, there's rules for that.
Yep.
But leaving's not mentioned, so therefore, that is delegated to the states themselves. So if the
or
states,
to the people, and it seems like secession would fall in the hands directly to the people.
Well, that's a good point. I mean, I wish I could declare my independence and have the federal government leave me alone, but unfortunately, it helps to have a government around.
We did, they just disagreed.
Yeah, it helps to have a government around to do the declaring of the independence. So we're probably going to have to go down that road until we can get enough people to just ignore them. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, you can join us at freetalklive.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.